Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is URBN Radio.
What's up, everyone? You're tuned in to the show that's all about your second chance for that once-in-a-lifetime moment. This is Sally flying solo today on Miss Connection. You heard that right. Today's episode is going to be all about you and me. My good friend and co-host Joel is unfortunately on sick leave. But of course, the show must go on. So, let's keep each other company. Walang mang iiwan sa ere, ah? Sound good? Yeah, join in on the fun through our social media pages, facebook.com/missconnectionph, and on Twitter, we're at msconnectionph. You can send in your greets, song requests, comments on today's story, and if you're missing Joel, leave him a message so he can feel better. Joe, easy ka lang. Huwag ka masyadong mag-enjoy. Baka mapadalas yung pag-leave mo. Alright, everyone, sit back and relax. Solo flight man tayo ngayon, but today's story will take us on a journey around the world. We'll be hearing a submission from Janina about how she got swept into a love story that wasn't quite her own.
Hi, Ate Sally, Kuya Joel. My name is Janina, 19, and fan of Miss Connection for the past few months. I tune in every single week. Second year college ako ngayon, taking up AB History. And I think masasabi ko na my interest in history was partly inspired by something that happened noong high school pa ako.
I was 13. Kakahiwalay lang nila mommy at daddy. My mom and I moved to a townhouse in another city. And it was the summer before first year high school. Tapos wala kaming kasama sa bahay. We didn't have dad or lola or the kasambahays anymore. And well, nandun ako sa awkward teen stage. There was a lot to figure out. And I was kind of left to figure things out for myself. Si mami kasi, pag may problema, tinatalikuran. She drowns herself in her work in advertising. Tapos ako naman, actually, pareho kaming escapist ni mami. I loved my Harry Potter series, my YA books, but they weren't helping me cope. Puro kasi feel good ang ending. And everything reminded me of my parents and our now broken family. I hated it. I couldn't understand what happened. Di namin pinag-uusapan ni mami. We used to be really close. Best friends pa nga eh. But slowly, I was growing distant from her.
Janine? Anak? I'm home.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, nag-dinner ka na ba?
Instant canton, peanut butter.
Punuan ka ng mailbox natin.
Ma, enrollment ko na next week, ha?
Oh, right. Shoot. Can you be the one to text your dad to prepare the check?
Okay.
Meralco, Maynilad. Home massage. Kumon. Ano to?
What's that?
It's a postcard. Tama yung address, pero iba yung replacement.
Maybe it's the one who rented before us.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's figure out my dinner.
Between the flyers that Mom threw out, I saw it. The Eiffel Tower. To my dearest Rosario Salvador.
I was hoping I'd see this with you. Wish you were here. XOXO B.
Ooh. Previous tenant had a long-distance suitor. I found it funny. But I admit, na-curious na ako. I kept the postcard. You know, just in case Rosario comes to collect it. And then, the following week...
Janina, can you get it? I'm busy.
Ano po yun?
Iwe-welcome ko lang kayo ng mami mo dito. Just call me Aling Gloria, iha. Ako yung may-ari ng sari-sari store sa kanto. Come anytime, ha? Kahit sarado kami, may magbubukas para sa inyo. Kamusta naman kayo?
Okay naman ho.
Okay, iha. Ano bang pangalan ninyo ng nanay mo?
Janina. My mom is Barbara.
Ingat pala kayo, ha? Malapit na magtag-ulan. Kuripot kasi ang landlady nyo. Hindi magaling ang contractor na kinuha. May problema talaga ang waterproofing sa bahay nyo. Pag kailangan nyo ng handyman, si Gardo dun lang sa may red gate.
Okay po.
Nakapag-settle in na ba kayo? Mukhang hindi pa. Ang dami pang kahon. Baka kailangan nyo ng tulong.
Okay lang ho. Si mami na po bahala dyan.
Yung mailbox nyo puno. Anyway, meron pala kaming Zumba every Sunday.
Sheesh. Every neighborhood really has the official busybody. I was barely listening and just got the mail. And there it was.
To my Rosario. The Arc has been the best view of Paris at dusk. Wish I could have seen it with you. Love, B.
The Arc de Triomphe? 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 Teka.
Arc de Triomphe.
Arc de Triomphe.
The Arc de Triomphe is one of the world's most known commemorative monuments. It honors the soldiers who died during the French Revolutionary and Napoleonic Wars. Beneath its vault lies the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier from World War I.
I spent that entire night reading about French history. I even found a couple of Harry Potter fanfic stories on Wattpad set during the French Revolution. But more than France, I was starting to get really interested in what I called the case of the mysterious traveling postcards.
Oh, Janina, bagong postcard.
Yes! What does it say? Is it the Louvre, the Champs-Élysées, the Montmartre?
No, mon cher. It's from Belgium yata. Hala, X-rated to para sa'yo, anak.
Let me see! Ew, bakit umiihi yung bata?
I found the mannequin piece. The locals didn't seem to mind, but I laughed hard when I saw it. I miss your laugh. Wish you were here. Love, B.
The postcards weren't regular, but they were always from Europe. I told my mom to make sure never to throw those postcards. I just hoped her absent-minded self would remember. May isang galing Amsterdam. The canals with the long, tall houses in shades of brown and red. If only Pasig River looked like this.
I promise, the Canal Belt is the only district I visited in Amsterdam. Wish you were here. Love, B.
2 weeks later, si Rosario, got a postcard of a glowing structure with majestic columns. On top, in the middle, is a chariot with four horses.
The Brandenburg Gate used to separate East and West Germany. It's breathtaking. Witness the wedding proposal too. Wish you were here. Love, B.
Postcard number 5. In the middle of a town square, a haunting medieval-looking cathedral with a spire and a green tower.
Has it been a month? I couldn't figure out where to mail from. Anyway, I'm not the praying kind, but I had to visit the Vitus Cathedral. Wish you were here. Love, B.
Postcard number 6. a covered bridge with arches in the glow of an Italian afternoon. There was a canal with gondolas beneath it.
Of course, I had to ride a gondola. The Ponte del Rialto was lovely, but it made me miss you even more. Really wish you were here. Amare, B.
I now had with me 10 postcards. Lahat tinago ko sa shoebox. Umabot na ako sa point na I needed to know if Rosario would come by and collect these one day. Could I begin calling these postcards officially mine?
So, how's school?
Meh, it's okay.
Kailan nga ba ulit ang math test mo? Nag-review ko na ba?
Mom, it was last week.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you did well.
Mommy, have you asked the landlady about what I asked you?
About what? Oh, right! Rosario. Lalaki daw yung huling tenant.
No girl?
Dalawa silang lalaki.
Maybe it was the previous tenant. Did you ask? Can you ask?
Anak, I can't pry like that.
Fine.
Anyway, kung kailangan ni Rosario mga postcard, she'll come by. You have them all, diba?
I wasn't convinced. Mom wasn't even trying to help. Nakakainis. The case of the traveling postcard needed to be solved. So I went to someone who would know.
Yes, Iha?
Aling Gloria, isang Tommy po, tsaka limang Pochi.
Yun lang?
Yun lang po. Aling Gloria, may kilala po kayong Rosario Salvador?
Wala.
Wala pong Rosario Salvador na tumira sa townhouse namin?
Parang wala.
Okay. Thank you po. Ah, ito po. Bayad.
Ay! Meron palang Mary Rose sa kabilang kanto! Yung asawa ni Anding. Magaling yun magluto. May karinderya.
It was time for my last and final plan to find Rosario. I channeled my inner Nancy Drew, Harriet the Spy, Sherlock Holmes. It was time for Operation Facebook. Rosario Salvador. Eto! No, from Mexico. Zero friends. Rosario! Oh, Rosario Salvacion. Philippines! Zamboanga.
Well, that was it. I was out of ideas. After 4 months and 15 postcards, I would never know who Rosario was. And as I began putting up the postcards on clothespins across my wall, I began wondering who B is. And I had my best friend, Anne, help me let my imagination run wild.
Anak, I'm here.
I'm in my room. Kasama ko si Anne.
Anne?
She's sleeping over, remember?
Tuloy na natin.
Okay. Postcard number 12 is my favorite. Look, it's a Swedish quilt. It's getting cold. And the nights would be so much warmer with you. Wish you were here. Meatball.
I think he's a businessman. Sobrang yaman niya siguro to afford a European tour.
But why is he there alone? Maybe he's like a touring rock star.
Like Chris Martin?
Or One Direction!
What if B stands for Benedict Cumberbatch?
Ew. But it sounds like he's very tall.
Rich, of course. Like, maybe he owns Rockwell.
And he has this unshaven look. He has dreamy eyes.
This is URBN Radio.
Annyeonghaseyo! Let's Talk Oppa is a podcast that teaches Korean phrases through K-drama and K-pop. Hosted by Ruth Navarra Mayo, Let's Talk Oppa is an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast.
mundo ko kay B. Literally and figuratively. I guess it was my, like, form of escape. Seeing the world through his eyes and imagining the stories about him. If I had my own fanfic about him, he would be an Ayala having an affair with Rosario, and that's why she wasn't with him. Baka kaya nadidelay ang postcards. Tinatago niya sa asawa niya. OMG. And then I had different versions of this story. B and Rosario were happily married with 3 kids and a French bulldog. Or B was a pilot. Sometimes B was Filipino. Sometimes he was American. Sometimes British. Sometimes he was a Greek god. And most times he wrote to me. And all the time I pretended to be wherever he was. Like Morocco. In Marrakesh, where I would be sending postcards of the El Badi Palace to Mom, B and I would take a trip to the market every week, and we will always have Casablanca. Or maybe we will live in South Africa. Cape Town looks dreamy, with its sweeping mountain views and pristine beaches. Did you know both the New York Times and the Daily Telegraph named Cape Town as the best place to visit 2014? Of course, we would have to take a month-long safari in Kenya and live in a villa where we could see giraffes from our window. All I looked forward to was where he would take me next.
Mami, wala pa bang bagong postcard?
Parang wala, anak.
Okay.
Kinukolek mo pa rin? How long has it been? 6 months? Di na yan babalikan ni Rosario.
But it's been 12 days. Baka kung ano na ang nangyari kay B.
Bakit ka ba sobrang invested dyan, anak?
It's just... Never mind. You wouldn't understand.
I saw your report card. Bumababa na ang grades mo.
I'm trying.
You need to focus better, okay?
Well, 91 ako sa English essay ko.
Oh, that's nice. Tungkol saan?
It was a descriptive essay assignment. I wrote about the Arc de Triomphe.
Okay. I'm just saying, focus on what's in front of you. Wag tayo puro fairy tales, okay?
Mom used to listen to all my stories about Harry Potter and fanfiction. This time, she just didn't care. She stopped caring the moment naghiwalay sila ng parents ko. So I stopped opening up to her. At least, I had Anne. And as Anne told me about her neighbor who was her crush, I told her about my ideal guy. Patterned after B, of course. He has to be very intelligent, knows how to tell stories, loves history and travel. We would write love letters to each other every day. And of course, he would take me around the world. From Europe to Africa, he eventually arrived in the US.
The trip to the Grand Canyon was worth it. It made me feel small. I sat for half an hour and found myself meditating in front of our Creator's work. Wish you were here. Love, B. It's funny, I was at the Golden Gate Bridge with a group of other tourists. Everyone was on their phones. Outrageous. I did see a couple kiss when it started to rain. I missed you even more. Wish you were here. Love, B.
I turned 14 in March. The images on the postcards became closer and closer to home.
Finally, cherry blossoms are in full bloom. Wish you were here. Love, B.
OMG. The next image had men, probably soldiers,
in long red garbs and a headgear with feathers. They were under an arch, and I think a pagoda in the back.
I caught the guard-changing ceremony in the Cheongbokjeong Palace. Had dinner at a local restaurant. I don't like spicy food, but I'll make kimchi an exception. Wish you were here. Love, B.
Oh my God! Mom! Mommy, look! Dito tayo nagpunta nila Daddy, diba? We've been here!
Korea?
Yeah! Remember? My family picked tayo. Right on this spot. B was just here!
Janina, ilang beses ko na sinabi sa'yo.
But Mom, B was right there. On the spot where we were. Isn't it surreal?
Gilan mo na yan.
Mom, what the hell?
Don't use that language on me, Janina.
Bakit niyo pinunit?
Get out of this fantasy, anak. Unti-uti ka nang nasisiraan ng ulo. I can't even talk to you anymore without you mentioning this stranger.
Talk to me? When have you ever tried to talk to me? When was the last time you asked how I am? Yung totoong how are you? Never! Not since kasama pa natin si Dad.
Janina.
Bakit pa kayo naghiwalay? You never even thought about what I was going through. You never cared.
That was our first real fight. Paano kami umabot sa ganito? I locked myself up in the room until the next day. She knew she needed to give me space. I searched for our family photo outside the palace. It was only 3 years ago, but life was so different then. We were complete. We were happy. It wasn't a fantasy or a fairy tale. It was real life. A life that didn't exist anymore.
Yeah? Can I come in?
Malas ka. Isusi ako ng kwarto. Anak, I'm sorry.
No. I think I should be the one to say sorry. Dapat hindi ako sumigaw.
You had every right to. Tama ka. Di na kita kinakamusta. I was afraid to ask, sa totoo lang. I don't know how to deal with this. Kaya paano naman kita matutulungan ni process ng hiwalay ng namin ng daddy mo, diba? But I realize we have to help each other.
It's just been really hard. I feel so alone, ma.
Alam ko, anak. I do too. Kaya nga, we should be alone together, diba? Halika nga dito. I'm so sorry. I think maybe that postcard triggered me kasi yun ang huling family trip natin. A lot happened after that na hindi mo alam. You're a big girl now, and you deserve to know everything.
Well, I don't really want to talk about it.
Sige, anak. Someday. But we have to preserve those happy memories. Remember everything. And I need to hear about everything that makes you happy today. Now, something came in the mail today.
Bagong postcard?
Taiwan.
It's a Ferris wheel.
When my carriage was on top, I strained my neck to look for the Manila skyline. I can't wait to see you. Love, B.
Uwi na siya.
Makikita na natin siya.
Okay, now you have to tell me everything about B para makasabay ako sa kwentuhan ninyo.
Things got better after that. After namin nag-usap ni Mom, after ko pinakita ang lahat ng postcards, and after I told her all the stories I imagined about him, I felt so much lighter. Like, his story was no longer my own. I was excited about him coming home. But I also tried not to think about it too much. I distracted myself with school and got my first perfect score in algebra. Kaya naman, Mom treated me out to a movie and shopping date one Saturday. It was one of the best days I had with Mom. But little did I know, this was also the day I had been waiting for.
Excuse me, ano ho yun?
Ay, Barbara!
Yes po?
Sinisilip ko lang kung andito na kayo. Kanina pa kayo wala eh. Meron kasing dumating dito. May hinahanap na Rosemary.
Rosario!
Oo, Rosario!
Hala? Ano po pangalan niya?
Rosario nga! Eh, wala namang Rosario dito.
I mean, ano ang pangalan nung dumating?
Ah, hindi ko na tinanong. Eh, sabi ko lang, walang Rosario dito. Nakakatakot naman. Anyway, nabanggit ko din dahil baka gusto niyo magpalit ng lock. Sige.
Teka, aling Gloria? Ano ho ang tsura niya?
Ay, hindi ko na masyadong tinignan. Basta matangkad.
Gwapo ba? Pinoy? Amerikano?
Basta tisoy.
Eh, may dala ba siyang...
Mom, stop!
Don't you want to know, anak?
Actually, you know what? I don't. I realized I didn't need to know who B was. The images I kept in my head were perfect as it is. For the daydreams and fantasies. I didn't want to know if he was 24 or 64, if he had a ring around his finger or not, or if he had that dark, husky voice I heard in my head. If he always kept a fountain pen with him, I liked the B I got to know on my own. I liked the B I got to know through the postcards. I would always have that. And we'll always have Paris. And Amsterdam. And Morocco, and New York, and Indonesia, and Kyoto.
Wow, that story really took us for a ride. Pun intended. I loved hearing about this love story from someone else's point of view, and I'm sure na enjoy nyo rin. So, here to tell us more about it is Janina. Hello, and welcome to the show!
Hi, Ate Sally! And get well soon, Kuya Joel!
Oh, you're so sweet, Janina! Okay, let's get right to it because I have so many questions to ask. First, this is really unusual because I don't think B or Rosario knows you exist. What made you decide this was a missed connection?
Well, between B and Rosario, I don't know if it was a missed connection. I still don't know anything about their relationship. But it was all one way kasi, at least from what I witnessed. And I wanted this story to be a bridge for that. Maybe somewhere, Rosario is listening. And maybe, malalaman niya all about the stories B wanted to tell her.
So it's been 6 years, right?
Yeah. I was 13 and 14 when the postcards arrived.
So what made you come back to the story after 6 years?
Actually, I don't think I ever left it. Like, parati siyang nasa back of my head. But recently, Mom and I were packing up kasi we were moving again. And the postcards were always on my wall. And I decided to read every single one of them again. Alam mo ba, Ate Sally? There were more than 50. But it's like, none of them aged. It felt like it all happened yesterday. And it was still a whirlwind.
Mukhang malaki pa rin ang epekto niya sa'yo.
Sobra! But in a deeper sense, I'm older now. More mature. I think when I admitted to myself that I was using these postcards to cope with my parents' separation, in a way, good thing siya. Because it made me believe that love exists. Whatever B and Rosario had, it exists. But I also felt guilty. Kasi sinolo ko ang kwento. I never thought about Rosario. Was she waiting for all those postcards? Was she missing him? Baka nasaktan siya kasi hindi siya kinontact ni B. Eh nasa akin lahat ng messages.
Or baka naman, Facebook friends sila, magka-chat naman. Added gesture lang ni B magpadala ng postcards. My friends and I do that for each other when we travel. So maybe the connection was still there?
Yeah, maybe. I guess we'll never know. I would still love for Rosario to receive the postcards though. He wrote every postcard. every word, every letter, for her. They were never for me.
And yet, his words still touched you. Hanap din tong si Bia.
I know, right? Iba talaga ang dating niya sa akin. Alam mo ba, Ate Sally? Dahil sa kanya, ang taas-taas ng standards ko sa lalaki.
High standards are good. Believe me, you wanna avoid heartbreaks.
Right. Everything was so sincere eh. Kahit nakakailang ulit siya ng wish you were here, tagos pa rin.
Yeah, I wanted to know about that. Why do you think he kept saying that?
Actually, my theory ako. Consider it fanfic. I think that when he left Manila, when he left Rosario, the moment he stepped on the plane, he regretted not taking Rosario along.
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, like, umalis siya because he needed to do this for himself. He needed to step away from the relationship and discover the world. But that he realized he wanted their relationship to be part of that discovery. Rosario was part of his stories of travels and adventure. Hello? Ate Sally?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here. Well, that's a great insight, Janina. Napaka-mature mo mag-isip, grabe. But thank you so much for sharing your story. Sana somewhere in the world, Rosario and B hear this.
I hope so too. Thanks, Ate Sally.
So, you just heard Janina with her thoughts on love as told through someone else's story. We'll be back after the break.
Crispy danggit. Pesang maya-maya. Paksiw na galunggong. Daan-daang nakakatakam na seafood recipe ang meron tayo sa Pilipinas. Sa lawak ba naman ang karagatang pumapalibot sa atin? Ang isda at iba pang seafood ang isa sa mga paborito nating pagkain. Pero alam mo ba kung paano nakarating ang islang yan sa plato mo? Alamin natin. Ako si Macy Hoven at ito ang Sa Fish, My Forever, a podcast on small-scale fisheries and its impact on communities. Brought to you by Rare Philippines in partnership with Puma Podcast.
This is URBN Radio.
Hi, you're still tuned in to Miss Connection with me, DJ Sally. I'm missing my seatmate, DJ Joel, and I really hope we can get him back on board next week to spice up the show again. Otherwise, I'll be partnerless flying solo this Monday. And speaking of seatmate, boy, do I have a throwback update for you OG fans of the show! If you've been a loyal fan of Miss Connection from the start, we've got a bit of a throwback for you. Just this morning, we received an email from our very first guest, Maria, who told us the story of a rideshare partner who became her Miss Connection in the middle of heavy EDSA traffic.
Ako ba ka rin?
Hindi, Marikina.
Marikina? Pero sa Makati ka nag-grocery?
Bumili lang ako ng ice cream para sa lola ko. Yung favorite niya kasi dito lang sa Makati available. Sinabay ko na rin yung ibang bilihin. Might as well. Here, have a popsicle before it melts.
Sa lola mo to.
Pagdating ko sa Marikina, melon milk na to. Here, I'll have one too. Kuya, kain tayo.
Uy, salamat.
Kung kinilig kayo sa kwento niya dati, you're gonna love this update. Maria says,
Hi Sally, this is Maria. I hope you still remember my story with the ice cream man. Yung rainy Carmageddon night? Although hindi ko siya nahanap through your show, I think talking to you and letting out this story to the world made me feel even more confident about finding him. And guess what? Kinunchaba ko si Manong driver. I contacted him and we backtracked his records at hinatid ako ni Manong. Yes, Sally. Pinuntahan ko sa bahay. Nagpaharomcom ako, grand gesture, the works! May melon ice cream, may Bluetooth speaker ako with that cheesy music na pinapatugtog ni Manong Driver that night. And, well, it worked. He also couldn't stop thinking about that night. We had that spark but lost that chance. But there's always room to create another opportunity, diba? I guess the lesson I learned here is that good things can really pass you by if you're not allowing yourself to grab every moment. Kapag na-realize mo na it's love, there's no stopping you until you get what you want. P.S. His name is Santino.
That was so sweet! Maria and Santino, I'm sure if Joel was here right now, he'd have his fist up in the air because he was really rooting for you guys. And it warms my heart kapag nakakakita ako ng happy ending from people on this show. Actually, even if it isn't a happy ending, even if it's just closure, I think we all need that, don't you think? It's just that I think for many of our callers, even for me, and for you listeners, we all experience these unique stories and experiences that really make a mark in our lives. But more often than not, they leave us hanging with more questions than answers. Who was that man traveling the world? Why didn't he give me ice cream? How do I find her again? Why didn't he come to my gig? Why didn't I stop him from leaving? Was I supposed to do that grand gesture at the airport? Like you, I have those questions racing in my head. Halos mag 4 years na, hindi ko pa rin mahanap ang sagot sa mga tanong ko. Living in the unknown makes you feel afraid of opening your heart again. You open your heart, it gets broken, and you need those answers to put your heart back together. And the thing is, when he left for the States, I let him leave. I was so afraid of getting in the way of his dream. I was so afraid of appearing selfish. And even if we promised to make it work long distance, he just drifted away. Never told me why. And now that he's back, my instinct is, eto na! Eto na yung second chance for that missed opportunity. But is it too late? I don't know, guys. I have a lot of things in front of me. Marami akong pinalampas na tao na bagay because of this. And I wonder if you could choose between the comfort of the past na alam mong nakasakit sa'yo and the mystery of what's in front of you, an opportunity you could lose if you don't grab it right now. What would you choose? Let me know. Tweet me. Facebook me. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Sorry for rambling, guys. Wala kasi akong kausap dito. I wish we had more time to talk, but we do have a special surprise lined up next week. We want you to send in your questions on anything and everything about love and missed connections, and even some fun questions for the hosts that we can feature and talk about on this show. You can start sending them in now over Facebook at MISS Connection PH and over Twitter at MS Connection PH. And you can still send us your message for Joel. Joe, everyone here misses you. And I think the audience can agree that this show's just not the same without you. Sepanks na ako sa'yo! Alam mo na yan.
This is URBN Radio.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.